So you have a Wolverine script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Wow, so what happens in the movie?
Sir, what's up with the language?
Sorry, it's just that Deadpool was such a big success that I'm all about swearing right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I mean, look at this f***ing wad of cash. Can you believe it?
That looks like about $3.
Yeah, and there's more where that came from. My purse is full of cash. So you made this Wolverine thing R-rated too, right?
Did you say you have a purse?
So you made this Wolverine thing R-rated too, right?
Yes, sir, I did. There's gonna be a bunch of F-bombs and graphic violence and two boobs.
Oh, that's the perfect number of boobs. This movie's gonna be a lot of fun.
No, it's gonna be bleak as hell.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Logan is old and dying, and Professor X is even more old and more dying, and every other character we've ever met is dead.
Oh, getting bleak is tight.
Yeah, you like getting bleak?
Yeah, check this out. Did you ever stop and realize that sometime in the future you'll be thought of for the very last time?
Wow, that is incredibly bleak.
I know, right?
Whew. So anyway, Logan and this mutant Caliban are taking care of Professor X. And his mind is super worn down and he has these telepathic seizures that make everyone freeze up.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he needs medicine and constant care, but Logan has a plan.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's working as a limo driver so he can save up and buy a boat.
How would being on a boat help the situation they're in?
Well, they'll be on the water so Professor X's seizures won't affect people.
But they'll affect Logan and Caliban.
Well, Caliban can't really go because he's like super allergic to the sun.
So the plan is to go somewhere where there's gonna be less help, less access to food, less access to medicine, and a huge risk of sinking and drowning every time there's a seizure.
To be honest, I just needed a reason for Logan to accept a risky job for a lot of money, and I was like, boats are expensive, maybe he needs a boat.
Fair enough, boats are expensive. You need like several pursefuls of money to buy one.
Do you carry a purse?
So what's the job he accepts for a bunch of money?
Well, there's this nurse, Gabriella, who worked in a top secret lab, and she needs help getting this little mutant girl, Laura, to safety.
Okay.
So she tells Logan that she'll give him $20,000 if he drives them to North Dakota so they can cross the Canadian border and be safe from the guys chasing them.
Why would crossing into Canada stop the guys from chasing them?
Because nothing bad ever happens in Canada.
Oh!
Yeah, if I understand correctly, Canada basically has a force field around it and nothing bad can get in.
I did not know that.
It's just basic geography.
Well, okay then. So tell me more about the bad guys.
Well, they're called the Reavers and they're led by this guy, Donald Pierce.
Oh, what's his deal?
Well, he rolls into every conflict super cocky-like, even though at the end of every conflict, he loses like 60 men.
Unbreakable confidence, I respect that.
So anyway, the Reavers end up killing Gabriella.
How did they find her?
She was carrying around the same phone she used while working at the lab, so it was probably pretty easy.
What?
Well, she had a video on there that she wanted Logan to see, so she kinda had no choice.
What was the video?
It was this video that she masterfully edited together showing the experiments they do on kids at the lab. I mean, this thing has voiceover narration and security camera footage. People are gonna be like, wait, is she a nurse or a documentarian?
Wow, what a talented lady.
Anyway, so then Laura's gonna sneak into Logan's car and go to Mexico where he's keeping Professor X.
Okay.
And then the Reavers are gonna come knocking and she's gonna massacre a bunch of them because she has the same powers as Wolverine.
Wait, if she massacres a bunch of them, why wasn't she able to protect Gabriella?
I don't know. Literally every time she encounters Reavers from this point on, she absolutely destroys them.
Must have been off her game.
Guess so.
So then what happens?
Well, then Logan is stuck in this position where he has to take care of a child and an old man.
Right.
So we've got this really unique arc for him where he's like a reluctant hero.
Actually, I feel like that's been his exact story arc in every single movie.
Yeah, but now he drops F-bombs, so it's different.
True.
We're also gonna throw in the scene that Wolverine fans have been waiting for years.
Oh, you talking about berserker rage?
Well, yeah, no, we're gonna have that later in the movie. What I'm talking about is a scene where he helps Professor X pee.
What?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff fans have been dying to see.
I feel like we have different understandings of the fan base. If you're not excited to see that, I guess we do.
Huh. So anyway, Professor X is gonna have a massive seizure in a hotel just as the Reavers are arriving.
Oh boy.
And we're gonna have this really cool scene where Logan struggles around and he stabs them all in the head, and when the seizure stops, they're all gonna collapse at the same time.
If the seizures are telepathic, wouldn't people just collapse as soon as they get stabbed in the brain?
Oh yeah, I guess so, because it's not like he's freezing time or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's gonna look really cool if they all fall at the same time though.
So cool that people aren't gonna question it?
Oh yeah, I'd say so.
Well then let's do it.
Awesome.
So what else happens?
Well, later they're gonna meet a really nice family and go to their place for dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and Logan's gonna be like, well, we gotta go because there are murderers chasing us.
Right.
But Professor X is gonna be like, let's stay the night, Logan. What's the harm in that?
Everybody will probably die.
Right, so everybody's gonna die, including Professor X.
Obviously.
So then Laura is gonna suddenly reveal that she can speak.
Why wasn't she speaking in the first place?
I don't know. We're not gonna explain it.
Fair enough.
And now Logan's like really sick and tired, and it seems like he's gonna die.
Oh no.
So they go all the way to North Dakota, where there's gonna be a showdown with the Reavers and a clone of Wolverine.
It's gonna be impossible for Logan to take them all on if he's dying.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, luckily the kids have like a magic potion lying around that activates his berserker rage.
That is very convenient.
So yeah, then he's gonna go crazy and kill everybody, and his evil clone's gonna impale him on a tree.
Oh my god.
But then Laura's gonna shoot the clone in the head with an adamantium bullet.
Oh, so the clone is gonna have his memory erased?
What? No, he's gonna die.
Oh, it's just that in X-Men Origins, he got shot in the head with an adamantium bullet and just kind of forgot stuff.
That movie.
Hey, you said a bad word. I knew you were the right person for this movie.
Wow, hearing you say that is the highest honor I could ever hope for.
Doesn't get any better than that, I know.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. We also have a ton of these on the channel you could check out. As well as some new series, we have one called Theory Battle that's a lot of fun. A really cool documentary about the Joker just went up. So check those out. Give this video a like if you liked it. You could also subscribe to the channel and check back soon for a new pitch. Those are all the things that you can do. Bye-bye.